Blog Talk Radio.
I had trouble getting in this morning. I'm here now. We only have like 23 minutes left, so I'm just going to make the best of these last 23 minutes. What can I talk about for 23 minutes? Oh, yeah, our show Tuesday, we were discussing people waking up to the fact that they are, in fact, Hebrew Israelites. And we learned the true DNA for the 12 tribes. That was easy enough to do. We found out basically how we can verify that is through the Limba tribe in South Africa, who have the Cohen, the Levi, you know, Aaron Priestley Cohen trait. And there we find out what their DNA is, and with that we can tell all the rest of the tribes that they have the same DNA down through their father. And and a lot of people are finding out about that. And so that trait, that DNA, that particular DNA, Y, that Y DNA haplotype can be traced to the Yoruba tribe in Nigeria, the Igbo tribe in Africa as well. A lot of your people who went across to the Americas and to Europe in the slave trade carry that same Y DNA haplotype. And yeah, and it's to the point where, you know, some people don't want to believe it, of course, and some people have been hiding that fact for years, but the truth of it is coming out. So if you want to have your DNA tested, do so. Do not go to Ancestry.com because you will not find out your haplotype. I'm going to suggest, wait a minute. Well, no, you can go to YouTube. Let me get his YouTube channel. and watch these two videos. That his name is Dr. But let me make sure I get his name right, because I don't want to mess it up, because I sure will mess it up. Dr. Yehoshua Ben Ephraim is what it is. Okay, let me see. Let me make sure. Yeah, because we want to make sure we get this right. And I'm going to suggest that you guys go watch these videos, because he breaks it down and I'm still looking for it here. Let me see. Oh, here he is. Yeah. Dr. Yosef Ben Ephraim. Let me see. I'm trying to find the, anyway, go there and find him on Facebook, and he does the DNA testing. He does the videos on the DNA and all that kind of stuff, and you can find him in there. So anyway, let me see. I'm still trying to – oh, no wonder they put Joshua. I didn't want Joshua. That's why. Yosef. Let me see. Joshua. Let's see here now. Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Go in there and look for, it's called The Complete History of E1B1A Reveals Its Founding Lineage of Ancient Hebrew Israelite Nation. And also, watch the one, Is the 12 Tribes Chart Genetically Flawed? You know, about what you see some of these Hebrew Israelites, they have these charts naming all these people. But, he goes into it in depth. I mean, the first one I mentioned is 3 hours long. He breaks down the DNA, who's who, and why who, and so forth and so on. But anyway, okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and play a song or take a break and be with you back on the other side of the break. Let's see.
Morning to you, man. Morning to your love. Hey. I say, Africa must wake up. The sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This a day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, Africa must wake up, the sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred. Awaken the sleeping giant. Science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished. But Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers, the task put before us.
You hear me out? Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
Who are we today? The slums, diseases, AIDS. We need that all to fade. We cannot be afraid. So who are we today?
We are the morning after, the makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant, the king's son and daughters from our waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets and the doctors was us.
Hey, now can we all breathe, each in his own way, teaching and learning. We can work it out. We love a warm bed. We love some warm bread and shelter from the storm jet. And we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds all in famine and drought. Tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's the tree without root? Lion without tooth? The lie without truth? You hear me out. Africa must wake up. You see sons of Jacob, for what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. They start every working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up. You sleeping sons of Jacob, for what tomorrow may bring, may some more love come. They start every working. I tell you, young blood, this world is yours today.
Daddy, oh, daddy, why you never just eat it?
Shalom Yisrael, I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share the site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Galatians 3:16 reads, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Messiah. And this I say, that the Torah, which was given 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by Yahuwah, that it should make the promise of no effect." Paul is simply saying that in all of mankind since Adam, only one person has qualified to receive the inheritance of all the promises that were made to Abraham, Yeshua the Messiah. He is that seed, because only Yeshua was found to be perfect, because he met every condition of the covenant. So he then became the inheritor of eternal life. And this is why the grave could not legally hold him. This shows the importance of keeping the Torah, and why Yeshua said that not one jot or tittle of the Torah would pass away until all is fulfilled in Matthew 5:18. Galatians 3:29 states, "If you belong to Messiah, then you are Abraham's seed and joint heirs according to the promise." Paul continues to explain that the Abrahamic covenant promises cannot be annulled through the Torah, for Torah simply defines what sin is for all eternity, and no covenant made with man will ever do away with Father's Torah. If you do away with Father's Torah, you do away with him, for he lives according to his Torah, which describes him. And according to Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform it. Even the Mosaic covenant principles in Torah regarding sacrifices are still significant under the new covenant, because our bodies become the reasonable sacrifice, according to Romans 12. Yeshua requires our fleshly nature to be sacrificed so that he can write his Torah on our heart, so that we will not sin, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. Paul states in Colossians 3:5, "to put to death the lust of our earthly nature," and Torah is our instructions on how to do just that and become set apart and return to Father. I'm Bill Sanford with a Torah thought for the day.
If there's one thing I've learned as an Israelite, yeah, we've got to keep the commandments. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild and out, yes I was. Now I do
Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6 a pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Mercy made us a people. Now we are the people.
Oh,
do you know who you are?
Hey.
Royalty.
Royalty. Royalty. Royal.
Chosen people, royal priesthood. Hey.
Royalty, royalty, royal, royal.
Royalty,
royalty, royalty, yeah.
Royalty, yeah.
Power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood.
All right, we're back from our break, and that song was Royalty by Mally Music, and the one before that is Keep the Commandments, Hebrew Israelite song. Back from our break, it is 26 minutes after the hour. How is it where you guys are, wherever you are? What's your weather like? What's your weather like? I'm trying to, let's see here. It's sunny here in LA. But what is your weather like? Is it cold? Oh, yeah, it's sunny, but it's 56 degrees here. That's what I was trying to pull up. Brr, cold. Well, anyway, I want to let you know it's a pleasure to be here for this short time that I couldn't get in, wouldn't get in, late getting in, all that other good stuff. So anyway, with that, you know, since our time is winding down, I'm going to go ahead and say Shalom Aleichem, and I'll see you guys next week.